Yes, X-Ray Specs with I Am a Cliché. You're on 95 BFM and it's time for our monthly catch-up with the Labour Party. We're lucky to be joined by Carmel Cipollone on the line. Morena.
Morena.
Morena, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
Oh, awesome. Glad to hear it. Glad to hear it. Big week in politics, big week in Parliament. Fees-freeze getting scrapped. What's Labour's response to this?
Well, first and foremost, just acknowledging how tough students are doing it right now. With the cost of living challenges, we know that our students really struggle to make ends meet whilst trying to get that qualification and pay the rent and put food on the table. So we need to acknowledge that first. Secondly, really disappointed because this is a broken promise. Going into the last election, Luxon said that he wouldn't scrap fees free. Then here we are now where they're absolutely scrapping it. They made that initial shift to move it from that 3 year from the first year till the third or end year, but now they're absolutely scrapping it. Just really concerned about the lack of support for students overall. They have, undermined the funding to vocational education, including trades training, Māori trades training and the apprenticeship boost scheme. And now they're saying they're going to take the money from what was fees-free and they're going to put that into this. What is the plan? What is the end goal here? It just seems to be a shambles.
Yes. If Labour were to get in this November, would you reinstate fees-free?
Well, it's hard to say at this point, in all honesty, because we need to see what they are planning to do with the money. And then there's some decisions to be made about what will be the priorities in the tertiary sector. It's not only been the underinvestment here or the lack of investment in the vocational area and now taking away from the university side of things or fees free, but also what we're seeing is students struggling on the day to day. They have scrapped the cheap access or free access, cheaper access to public transport, and then there's a range of other things. Getting rid of free prescriptions, all of these things affect students. So we need to look at affordability issues for students, cost of living to students, and weigh up what decisions need to be made in that space.
So you think it could look something along the lines of support for students in other ways than fees-free for a year?
Well, we've been very clear as a political party that our focus overall for all of New Zealand is jobs, health, homes, real action on the cost of living and affordability, and that counts for students. All of those areas that I've just mentioned are priority areas for students, and we will be mindful of that when making any policy decisions.
But if we're talking about this, you're saying in particular that students are doing it quite hard at the moment, what sort of policies can we expect from Labor this election year that really target support for students?
Yeah, and so we're not in a position right now to be able to roll out all of our policies, but one of the policies that we have announced already is the 3G free GP visits and the Medicard that will be put on. Now, that kind of policy is a practical policy that will benefit our students. We want our students to get access to primary health care when they need it, to not end up in the emergency departments unnecessarily, and so we think that is the type of policy that benefits our student body.
When do you think we can expect to have an answer from Labor about whether we can guarantee that fees-free would come back this election year?
So no decisions made yet, and there's more policy that needs to be rolled out over the course of the year. There will be, I can't give you the schedule right now, but there will be a fulsome manifesto that is rolled out before the next election.
Right. Okay. I would like to touch quickly on the news that came out yesterday about the government's proposed changes to climate law, which would prevent lawsuits against companies being sued over damage caused by greenhouse gas emissions. It feels like quite a specific policy to come out because, of course, next year we're expecting Mike Smith to go before the courts and attempt to sue Fonterra as well as other major dairy and fossil fuel companies. What's Labor's response to this news that came out yesterday?
Yeah, really disappointed. It's pretty clear that this government has given up on tackling climate change and are now changing the law to protect companies who seem to be making it worse. They say that they're committed to climate change, but they're clearly not. They've even getting, you know, like just, I can't even believe that they would continue to move the goalposts in the way that this change is suggesting that they will. You know, this person is taking up a legal case, and then all of a sudden the legislation has changed, which diminishes the case that he's putting forward. Mm. It just doesn't seem very democratic to me.
Mm. Beyond the sort of rights of individuals in this case to hold these companies to account, do you believe that the government should be doing more to hold companies to account in terms of their impact in climate change?
Absolutely. We hear a lot from this government about how New Zealand companies, our agriculture sector, are world leaders when it comes to agri-tech and technology to do with climate change. We want that to be the case, but we also need to hold to account our companies when they are not living up to the expectations and standards that we expect.
So how's Labor going to hold them to account come election year if you get in?
Well, I mean, we need to watch this space as well carefully, but we wouldn't be changing legislation and moving the goalposts because of a threat to companies when a person raises a relevant or a live issue on companies and their climate change or negative climate change activity.
Mm. So if this law change goes ahead, Labor's looking to reverse it come November?
We need to see it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Just quickly before we let you go, I know you've got a busy morning, I would like to touch on Labor's perspective on what's happening with Te Pāti Māori at the moment. We know that Mariameno Kapakingi's split off and gone independent, starting her own party, and I'm curious as to whether there's been discussions within Labor about if she were to win her seat, coalition talks come November, or is it too early days to discuss that?
The only discussions that we've been having is about winning all seven of the Māori seats. We think we've got a good shot of winning Te Tai Tukiro along with every other Māori seat around the country. We have put up an impressive lineup of candidates for those seats, including Willow Jean Prime in Te Tai Tukiro. And so our focus is on winning those seats, not what any other political party is doing.
Right. Thank you very much for your time this morning, Carmel. It was a pleasure to chat with you, and looking forward to having a kōrero in the future.
Kia ora, thank you.
Kia ora.
Ka kite.